My name is Andrew Hoffbauer. I am 14 years old. Today is the 25th of October, and I'm speaking with my grandpa, Larry, who is my grandpa, said, and I got some questions to ask you.
Okay.
So, first question is, what do you remember about the day that you enlisted?
The day I enlisted? Or the day I started, actually left for the service?
Either one.
No. I don't really recall the day I enlisted, but I enlisted into the Navy anyways. I left for the Navy on the 23rd of April, which was just barely beat my timeline to go to the Army. I already had my draft notice for the Army to leave May the 2nd, but I beat that by about a week and a half and went into the Navy. The day I went into the Navy, couple friends of mine drove me to Indianapolis that morning and left me off, and that's where I was inducted into the service in Indianapolis. So we spent the day in Indianapolis waiting around, and finally took us to the airport, and we got a flight to Chicago, where I was going to Great Lakes for basic training. After getting to the base at Great Lakes, it was pretty chilly that night in April. They put us in a barracks. Some of the windows were missing in it, and they just gave us a pillow and a blanket, and that was it. So, sort of a rough first night, but then after that, the next day, we went through some of the things and got some uniforms, some better clothes to wear, so we had to send all our civilian clothes back home. So went through basic training then, which was a matter of, well, let's see, that was in April, all through May, June, and I think we came home after basic there for, I think, 2 weeks leave, and that was in July, over 4th of July. So that's about the day I went into the service anyway.
So. Sounds really nice. So what are some of the stuff you remember about being deployed?
Being deployed, I was on an aircraft carrier, the USS Forrestal. We were in the Mediterranean. I made two tours of the Mediterranean. The first tour, we were over there around 9 months. We went to different countries, like Greece, France, Italy, Spain. Such places like that. I worked in an office there. I did clerical work. And then on the first tour over there, I was in the second tour. I was in the same division, but I was in a different office across the hall from where I was before. And that was a secured office. There was no one in that office except the commander and myself. We did the daily flight plan. I'd have to make up the flight plan and then break it down into message form, and it went out to all the neighboring ships in the area so they knew what the next day's flights were going to be and the times. So that was a pretty good job there. The second tour over there was only like 6 months. They cut our deployment down because they tried to cut back on expenses and didn't spend as much time at sea. But having time at sea, it costs a lot of money for fuel to run those ships. So we'd be out a week, and then probably in a week, we'd just go from one port to another port. So it was more like a pleasure cruise almost. So, but it was a good experience. I learned a lot there. So after 2 years, I had made enough rank for I could put in for shore duty. So I did. I put in for shore duty. And then I went to Washington, D.C., where I was stationed at the Pentagon for my last year and a half, or 3-4, something like that. So that was just like working another job, but it was long hours. Me and a friend of mine from Milwaukee, they were getting close on space, so we went together and got an apartment off base. So we lived in the Navy, but we worked just like a regular job. So, but you got to meet a lot of high-ranking officials in the Pentagon, places like that. If anyone knows any of the first astronauts, Alan Shepard, I met him while I was at the Pentagon. So good things came out of that. That's actually where I met my wife in Washington, D.C. So that's how the story went. So,
what did you do in the Pentagon?
I was in clerical. I worked for an admiral that was under the admiral, which was the chief of naval operations. And we did a lot of the new things, changes to the Navy. One of the big things was changes to the uniform, allowing Navy personnel to have beards and things like that. A lot of changes. The chief of naval operations was Admiral Zumwalt. He would go on a lot of tours throughout the United States and overseas and come back, and he'd have all these little notes wrote down about checking into this, about changing that and changing this, where he would meet with enlisted people and officers when he was on different tours. So some of those changes would all come to our office, and then from there we would have to check into them and see what the costs would be for these changes, if it would take more personnel or what it would take to check into these things. So that's basically what I did. So it was an office of a lot of changes, and we worked long hours. So
sounds interesting.
So that's about it.
What's one of your most favorite memories?
My favorite memories? Probably was when I finally retired from work and got to stay home, which was 6 years ago. So it was you work all your life and you look for that last day, you know, where you're free. So if you work hard through life and save yourself some money, why, that day will come for everyone too. So,
do you have any advice for me?
Save your money along the way, because you never know what Social Security is going to be. They say it's going to run out one of these days, so you can't depend on that. So you have to have savings of your own if you expect to retire someday. So I saved a lot along the way and made some good investments, so it pays off in the end. So.
Well, thank you for doing an interview with me.
Well, you're very welcome.